Sports Talk 750.
Hi, I'm looking for Ray Finkel and a clean pair of shorts.
There was a time in this country when sports were revered. But people today, their values were all out of whack.
Artest looking, gets it to Bryant. Bryant dribbling, has to put it up with the buzzer. Banks it in! And the Lakers win the game!
But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward.
Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier!
Put that coffee down.
Coffee's for closers only.
John Stockton sends the Utah Jazz to the NBA Final!
And I'm just ferocious. I want your heart. I want to eat his children. Praise be to Allah. Yeah!
Welcome to another edition of Drive Time Sports. It's here on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM. I'm your host, Jordan Buscarini. Always happy to be with you on the afternoon drive. And today, it's the holiday edition of Drive Time Sports. I actually talked to a listener and I said, let's go back down memory lane. Tell me a couple of the favorite interviews that you have had here or you've heard here on Drive Time Sports. And this particular listener picked out two interviews, two guests. That's what we're going to play today. Because it is the 4th of July. Got a lot going on in the local areas, so, of course, we're going to do a best of edition here on July 4th. Now, I'll tell you the two interviews that are coming up. You are going to hear Bob Barker. It was a few years back, but we're going to go down memory lane. It is also one of my favorite interviews. And also Mark Eaton. Now, I know the NBA, it's kind of a dead time, other than free agency. And, of course, the Summer League, which a lot of people get a kick out of. I've had a great time. Actually went and covered Summer League last night. Very entertaining. The Jazz rallied from a 26-point deficit. Came up just short against the Memphis Grizzlies. Entertaining night of basketball. But Mark Eaton talking about his time with the Utah Jazz and what he's been up to since his basketball career came to a close. Two great interviews, two great guests. And because it is the 4th of July, that's what we're going to do today. It's the best of Drive Time Sports. And we'll get it rolling here in just a moment on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM.
Sutherland's equals phenomenal summer savings. Don't like cooking with gas or charcoal? Here's the perfect patio find. Charbroil's Patio Bistro True Infrared Electric Grill. Just plug it in and get cooking. It provides even grilling with low flare-ups. Right now, save $50. Need a picnic table to host your family functions or social events? Get a 6-foot folding picnic table that comfortably seats 6 to 8 people, then conveniently folds up for storage. Only $175. See even more deals at Sutherlands.com. Only at Sutherlands.
Castle Valley Orthodontics is now Hillstead Orthodontics. This new name reflects Dr. Hillstead's commitment to his patients and this community. Other than some visible changes, there is no change in ownership or their wonderful staff. In addition, Hillstead Orthodontics will now be opening up additional clinical days each week to better accommodate their growing practice and their patients' busy schedules. After more than 30 years here in Price, Hillstead Orthodontics is looking forward to continuing to grow and serve this wonderful community. For an appointment, please call 637-2222.
News Talk KOAL's Jordan Buscarini covers all the pros and lots more, like high school and college teams.
Straight away three ball. Good! Phillip Winston from the top of the key.
These are the sports that are closest to home. When you've got a guy like Jordan, you can cover it all. Drive Time Sports.
Here we go, here we go!
Weekdays from 4 to 5 on News Talk. 107.3 FM, 7:50 AM, KOAL.
I will never be able to eat another burger again. That is, not since I've experienced the Big Mo's Burger. After being spoiled with their amazing burger combinations, like the pastrami burger or their bacon pepper jack burger, Big Mo's is the only place I will go when I want a burger. With fresh meat ground in-house and cooked to absolute perfection, Big Mo's is the place to find the perfect burger. Find them on 700 East in Price.
At Emory Medical Center, patients are like family. They offer the most comprehensive care around, including on-site x-rays and lab work, helping you get quality health care at one convenient location. Emory Medical now has extended hours to better serve you. Open Monday through Thursday, 7 a.m. until 7 p.m., and Fridays, 7 till 5. To make an appointment with one of the trusted providers, please call 381-2305. Emory Medical Center. Your friends, your neighbors, your providers.
You are listening to the best of Drive Time Sports on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM.
Hey, this is Stephen Curry from the Golden State Warriors, number 30. You listen to Drive Time Sports on KOAL 7:50 AM.
back here on this Halloween edition of Drive Time Sports, KOAL AM 750 and 103.9 FM. I'm your host, Jordan Buscarini, alongside Travis Anderson. Very excited for our next guest on the show. When you talk entertainment, when you talk TV, and when you talk Happy Gilmore, one name always comes up in that same category. That is the Bob Barker, and he is our next special guest on Drive Time Sports. Mr. Bob Barker, first off, it is a pleasure to have you on the show today.
Well, it's a pleasure to be with you, Jordan. I thank you for inviting me.
Absolutely. First off, Bob, hey, we got to start by talking about your famed career. I mean, you had 50 years on television. What a remarkable run that is.
It is a very remarkable run, and who could have ever predicted it? Well, I'll tell you what, Ralph Edwards did to a certain extent. Ralph Edwards gave me my first national show, Truth or Consequences. And on the first show, he had emceed Truth or Consequences himself on radio and on television. And he came down and hosted the first half of the first show I did. And when he introduced me, he said, "Here's Bob Barker." And he said, "Remember that name. He's going to be around for a long time." But I don't think Ralph knew it would be a half a century.
Well, you mentioned Truth or Consequences, and hey, that show was on the air for 18 years you were with that show. I mean, that's a heck of a run. We always talk about The Price is Right and 35 years on The Price is Right, but 18 is a great run for a game show.
Oh, yes, it was a great run is right, and it was a show that was just right for me. I was very fortunate to get that as my first national show. It wasn't just questions and answers. It was stunts, and it was fun. And I chose all my own contestants, and I got great characters for each consequence. And it was a memorable 18 years. And then I got Truth. Well, the Truth or Consequences and Price actually overlapped. And I was doing Price, and this was another show that was just right for me. So I had, I was blessed with the show, the two shows I did.
Now, Bob, if we go back before your time on Truth or Consequences, if I'm not mistaken, you actually had a pretty good stay in radio. That's what got you started in show business, correct?
That's right. I started quite by accident. Again, I was very fortunate to even ended up in radio. I had been a naval aviator during World War II. Some people think it was the War of 1812, but it was actually the World War II. And when I got out of the Navy, I'd been a fighter pilot. When I got out of the Navy, I went back to finish college, and I was married by that time. When I got my wings, I got married. We all did. And I wanted to get a job, and I was thinking about jobs that I might get and go to college at the same time. And I heard about the manager of a radio station, G. Pearson Ward, who was crazy about airplanes. And I thought, well, now I had never been in a radio station. I had never even thought about working in radio. I'd never been in a school play. I'd never been before an audience. And yet I thought, this fellow, if he's crazy about airplanes, he might want a former fighter pilot work for him. So I put on my naval officer's uniform and my wings of gold, and I went in and met G. Pearson Ward. We talked about airplanes for about 45 minutes, and I had my first job in radio. And that's the way I got started. So I thank the United States Navy for my start.
It's a fantastic story. Before your radio time, you had ambitions of being a professional athlete, right?
Well, I did, yes. As a kid, I wanted, my dream was to pitch for the St. Louis Cardinals. That was my dream. And here, this is an appropriate subject to get off on, what were the Cardinals playing in the series. I wanted to pitch for the Cardinals, and of course I never did because of a lack of talent, but I talked about it in interviews. And I went to St. Louis to do a Miss Universe pageant. And Whitey Herzog was the manager then, and he had heard about my desire as a kid to pitch for the Cardinals, and he invited me out to the ballpark, and he gave me a Cardinal jacket, which I still wear, and he gave me a Cardinal bag, a little bag that I carried to the show things in daily until I wore it out, and he signed me to a contract with the Cardinals, and I get $1 a year from the Cardinals. Whitey said that I'd have in my contract $1 a year so long as I did not pitch. He said that if he even heard of me warming up, the contract was void. So I had fun with Whitey about that.
Is that contract, is it still going today, Bob?
Well, I'm, in my imagination, yes.
We are here with Bob Barker, famous game show host, talking a little bit about his career, how he got started in the field of entertainment. Now, Bob, anytime we talk sports, I know you're a big golf guy. You love golf, right?
I used to. I have a tilted disc in my back, and I can't play golf anymore. But I played it, yes. I enjoyed it.
As far as professional golf goes, do you still watch it today?
I sometimes do, yes. I enjoy it. And, of course, I played basketball. I played basketball in high school, and I got a basketball scholarship to Drury University in Springfield, Missouri, which you probably know won the national title this year for the Class B colleges.
Absolutely.
They won. Drury had one big year. Their men's and women's swimming team were both. The women's team and the men's team were both national champions this year, and the basketball team was a national champion this year, so they won three titles in a matter of months this year. I'm very proud of my alma mater.
Bob, let's talk a little bit about some current projects that you have going on now, because those who follow you closely, they know that you definitely share a true passion for the care of animals.
That's right. I've been an animal rights activist for years, and I'm delighted to say that we have made great strides. We have accomplished more than I had hoped for in this length of time. And the whole animal situation has changed. There is now a recognition of animals as individuals and their suffering, and the exploitation is gradually becoming less, and I might add that what we're doing right now, talking about it on radio, it is a big part of the advances that we have made. It's television, radio, and newspaper, all media, because to make this a better world for animals, we have to make people aware, and it's through the media that we've made people aware, and there are excellent organizations now with which I work, and they're accomplishing just wonderful things.
As far as your love for animals go, Bob, when did that actually start? When did you develop this sort of passion for it?
My entire life. I'm one of millions and millions of people who are just born with a love of animals. I can't remember not loving animals. My mother had pictures of me when I was too young to even remember, and I had a dog and was hugging him, and even then. And as a kid, I used to pick up strays, and I used to, in my very young, I did the best I could to try to help animals that were hurt, and I've loved them all my life. I feel sorry for people who don't love animals because they miss some of the really great moments in life.
You actually just helped out. You moved three elephants from the Toronto Zoo to the Paws Animal Sanctuary in St. Andreas, California. That was a pretty cool story, Bob. I was just reading about this.
Well, it took a long time that the city council voted to send the animals to the Paws Sanctuary, and it took another year or two to get them out of that zoo. The zoo just behaved terribly. They tried to place every obstacle possible in the way of the transfer of those animals. But we were adamant in our our efforts, and thanks to the good Lord and a lot of work, we got them to the Pause Sanctuary, where I might add, they will have the nearest possible thing to the life that was intended for them in their natural habitat.
We're here with Fame TV show host Bob Barker. And Bob, hey, I got to get out for a quick commercial break, but I would love for you to hang around for one more segment and some other topics I would love to discuss with you.
Okay.
Fantastic. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We have plenty more up and coming with Bob Barker on Drive Time Sports right after this.
Did you know that USU Eastern offers 8 bachelor's degrees at our local campus? That's right. You can live right here in Castle Country and obtain a bachelor's degree in general studies, business, education and human services, English, history, mathematics and statistics, social work, or wildlife. With the lowest tuitions in the state, this is a great opportunity for both traditional and non-traditional students. To learn more, visit usueastern.edu or call 613-5000. USU Eastern, transforming lives for good.
Mom, what's for dinner?
Is it really 5 o'clock already? This time of year makes it impossible to get home and get dinner started. By the time I drop everyone off at soccer practice and baseball practice, it's time to turn around and pick everyone up again. Who has time to worry about dinner? But that doesn't mean the kids don't get hungry.
Mom, let's go to KFC.
That is a perfect idea. With KFC, I can still serve my kids a delicious hot meal with chicken, potatoes, and even a vegetable on those days when cooking dinner just isn't on the agenda. KFC for the win.
We love and worry about our children 24 hours a day. We do anything to help them succeed and reach their highest potential. At Castleview Physical Therapy, we're happy to announce the arrival of our new pediatric occupational therapist. If you've ever noticed or worried about developmental delays in your child, give Castleview PT a call and schedule an appointment for an evaluation. Occupational therapy in children can help improve their motor skills, play skills, and even their communication skills. Early intervention is a key to helping a child on their way to a happy, healthy life. Call Castleview Physical Therapy today at 637-4148.
With all of the electronic devices running nonstop in your house, chances are you regularly go over your data limit. Did you know there is really no need to keep paying those overage fees? For existing Emory Telecom customers, just $10 more per month gives you an unlimited data package. No more overages, no more worry. Just fast and dependable internet that you've come to expect from Emory Telecom. To upgrade your internet service, give them a call today at 613-9605. Ask about how you can save even more on your monthly bill. Emory Telecom, keeping you connected.
You are listening to the best of Drive Time Sports on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM.
You're listening to Drive Time Sports on KOAL AM 750 and 103.9 FM. The play-by-play home of the Emory Spartans.
Back here on Drive Time Sports, and joining us right now via telephone, a very special guest. We have Fame TV show host Bob Barker. And Bob, we got to move over and talk sports here in just a moment. But first off, I want to talk about your time with The Price is Right. You've been retired now for about 6 years. You had a tremendous 35-year run. What do you miss most about The Price is Right?
Well, I'm often asked, what do I miss most about The Price is Right? And I'm honest with them. I tell them I miss the money.
I love it.
I still see Roger Dobkowitz. He was the producer with me there at the show. I see him, and I still see Bart Iskander. He was the director. They're about the only two I see regularly, but we talk about old times. We had a glorious run on Price is Right. When I was there, the show was so happy. We were all happy. We had a great time, and we had top ratings, and it was just a blessing to be there.
As far as your replacement, Drew Carey, goes, what's your assessment of Drew? How has he done?
Well, he's done one thing that really impressed me. When I did the show, I used to end the show every day by urging people to have their pets spayed or neutered. And I was going to, when they hired a new host, I was going to try to get him to do that. And well, they hired Drew, and so I was going to a luncheon, as a matter of fact, where I was going to see him and meet him for the first time. And I thought, well, I'm going to hit him up to do this spay-neuter plug. And the moment we met, as we shook hands, he said, Bob, I'm going to do that spay-neuter plug every show for as long as I'm the host of The Price is Right. And I said, man, you are going to be just plenty okay with me. I really appreciated it, and he's still doing it, I might add.
I know you are going to be making a return to the show here in just a few, a couple of months, actually. To celebrate your 90th birthday, you're going to make an appearance on The Price is Right.
That's right. I'm going back, and they are going to plug the animals all week long, as a matter of fact, and certainly on the show that I'm on. I used to bring on a dog at least once a week from one of the shelters, and I wouldn't adopt it out right there because that's a mistake, because everybody wants a dog then for the moment, but they might not really make a very good home for it. And what I would do, I'd present the dog, and then they'd have to go to the shelter to get it. And I think that's what Drew is doing now, and he's going to do it all week, the week that I'm going to be on, and then I'm going to go on the show and as a guest, and I'm looking forward to it.
It's going to be absolutely fantastic. Mr. Bob Barker, before I let you go, I got to go back over and talk some sports. Obviously, one of the greatest, greatest scenes in movie history as far as sports go, that's you and Happy Gilmore. I got to ask you about that.
Jordan, you know, that movie was released in 1994, and I did Price is Right until 2007. And I never did a show after the movie was released that the audience didn't want to talk about Happy Gilmore, right up till the last day I was there. And particularly young men, they loved that scene. They loved it. They used to ask me, could you really whip Adam? Could you really beat up Adam in real life, could you? And I'd say, are you kidding? Adam Sandler couldn't whip Regis Philbin. I went up there to do that movie. We did it in Canada, and or at least my scenes were in Canada. And so I was at a hotel there the night before, and the director came over, and he said, we went over the script, and he said, well, and he said, Bob, don't worry about those fight scenes. He said, I have a double, and he'll do the fight scenes for you. And I said, are you kidding? I said, I'm up here. I said, I've been studying karate with Chuck Norris for probably 12, 15 years now, and I have never won a fight. Chuck comes over and beats me up every day that we work out. And I said, I came up here to win a fight. And I said, I'm going to do my own fighting. And so he said, fine, go for it, man.
One of the great scenes in sports movie history. I love it when Adam says, now you're going to get it, Bobby. You just take him to Funky Town.
Well, Chuck saw the movie and he was proud of me.
How did you get that part? How did that whole negotiation process go?
Well, believe it or not, Adam, you know, he's a pretty talented guy, and he's not just an actor and owner and producer of his movies. He helps in the writing. And he wrote the whole scene with me, without me even knowing it. And he wanted me to, I guess it was because it was so out of character for me, he wanted me to come over there and beat him up. And so when they called me and asked me if I'd come over and do this fight scene, I said, well, who wins the fight? And they said, you win the fight. I said, I'll be there.
Absolutely classic. Bob, let's talk some NBA basketball. You mentioned that you do love the sport. You watched the Lakers and Clippers just a couple of nights ago. So I'm going to ask you, your preseason favorite to win the NBA championship, who do you like?
I can't see how anybody can beat Miami. LeBron James. I think he is probably the best basketball player who ever lived.
Wow.
He has it all, man. He's tall. He's powerful. He's a strong guy and fast. He's really fast, and he shoots outside. He's great inside. He can pass. What do you want from a basketball player? He does it all. Good on defense. Good rebounder. I remember when he was a kid in high school, everybody was talking about him, and I thought, well, let's see, what's this guy got? And so I watched a high school game, and he dominated that game. But he was a man at that age, you know. He was a man among boys. And I thought, well, he's sure dominant here, but let's see what he does in the pros. And from the first day in the pros, he was just excellent. And he gets better every year. I would never want to bet against any team he was on.
Who's your favorite player to watch right now? Is it LeBron James?
Well, he's certainly one of them. I like watching Blake Griffin. I like watch good passing, too. Kobe Bryant, I like watch Kobe. Kobe's a good passer, too. I like these multi-talented players. And it gets better every year. The game of basketball that they play doesn't even resemble the game that I played. We had the set shot, you know, two-handed, and it was this much slower game. And not only did I never see anybody dunk, no one ever even thought about dunking or trying to dunk when I was playing ball. It's just it was a different game. Absolutely, yeah. It's a totally different game. This game is just it's the modern age. Everything's moving faster, and that basketball is one of the things. These guys, they are just. We used to have the Harlem Globetrotters come through town every so often. I've seen them two or three times, and they're great. But they play these fellows in the NBA now. They look like Globetrotters in a way, a lot of ways. They're so good. They seem to be getting better all the time, and their passing is just magical. It's just a beautiful thing to watch.
Well, Bob Barker, it has been a pleasure to talk to you. Hey, look, for the listeners on Drive Time Sports, it wouldn't be fair any other way to end this interview with you letting us know to spay and neuter our pets.
Well, I'm happy to do that.
Absolutely. Go right ahead.
All right. Help control the pet population. Have your pets spayed or neutered.
Bob Barker, the legend. Thank you very much, sir, for taking out the time. It was such a pleasure to have you on today.
It was a pleasure to be on, Jordan, and I wish you the very best in the years to come.
Well, I definitely appreciate that. Thank you very much, Bob. Have a great day.
Bye, Jordan.
Again, that's the legend, Bob Barker, taking out the time to come on the show and talk everything from The Price is Right to animal rights to NBA basketball and, of course, Happy Gilmore, one of my favorite sports movies. We've got to get out for another commercial break. We'll be right back to wrap up this Halloween edition of Drive Time Sports right after this.
With my mom sick and me living out of town, it gets difficult to stay on top of her medications. I'm so grateful we found Pinnacle Peak Pharmacy. With their free home delivery service, I don't have to worry about how we'll get mom's medications to her. I can depend on Pinnacle Peak Pharmacy to make sure my mom has what she needs, so we can both have peace of mind.
Pinnacle Peak Pharmacy, adjacent to the Castleview Urgent Care Center. Transfer your medications today by going into the pharmacy or calling 637-6337.
Making our communities healthier is the mission of Castleview Hospital. Hi, this is Grant Barraclough, Chief Nursing Officer. Recently, we received the designation of being a Duke LifePoint Quality Affiliate. Throughout the medical industry, Duke University sets the standard for quality medical care, and we are proud to be one of only 10 hospitals in the country to earn this affiliation from the National Quality Program, which is a partnership between Duke University and LifePoint Health. The doctors, nurses, and staff believe in maintaining this standard, which will make our communities healthier.
Pain, strains, or falls, infections, sunburns, or rashes, an illness or accident doesn't make an appointment, and you shouldn't either. Urgent Care by Gagan Family Medicine offers quality medical attention on your schedule, Monday through Thursday from 5:30 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Saturdays and Sundays from 8 to 1, and all with shorter wait times and at a significantly lower cost than the ER. Walk in during Urgent Care hours or call ahead at 613-2200. Gagan Family Medicine is here to help treat whatever life throws at you. Call today, 613-2200.
As a mom, I felt like my kids were slipping away. I just wanted to spend time with them. But with our fast-paced life, it just wasn't possible. Besides, what kid wants to hang out with their mom? That was until I found the Price Theaters. So now I take time with each of my kids and take them to a movie. No, we can't talk during the movie, but we're together, and the conversation afterwards is the best. So as one busy mom to another, take your kid to the movies tonight. It'll give you things to talk about for a lifetime.
You are listening to the best of Drive Time Sports on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.
This is Derek Favors, number 15 from the Utah Jazz. You're listening to Drive Time Sports with Jordan Buscarini.
3-point game, Harris. Pick and roll, Favors takes it strong and one. Oh my, watch Derek
Derek Favors take a leap right here.
Back here on Drive Time Sports, I'm your host, Jordan Buscarini, alongside Travis Anderson, and we're set to talk some NBA basketball. The season gets real next week. And again, you'll be able to follow the Utah Jazz all season long right here on KOAL. So to get us in the mood, we're going to bring in a former All-Star from the Utah Jazz. He played 11 seasons in the league. He was a four-time leader in blocks. Also was called to the NBA All-Defensive First Team three times, and he has two Defensive Player of the Year awards to go along with his resume on top of his number 53 hanging in the rafters at Energy Solutions. He is Mark Eaton. And Mark, hey, it's a pleasure to have you on the show today.
Well, you're welcome, Jordan. Glad to be here.
Mark, let's first off talk about your career. I mean, you were fortunate enough to play for a franchise like the Utah Jazz, and you played for one team your entire career. That's a rarity nowadays.
Yeah, it is. But I think that I had a great opportunity when I came to the Jazz to help a team that was struggling, and we built quite a franchise together. And I think the coaching staff always appreciated what I did for the team and kept me around when I know they had opportunities to trade me from time to time.
Yeah, with that being said, what type of I'm going to say loyalty do you have towards the Utah Jazz past your playing days? How do you view the organization right now?
Well, it's always will be a part of who I am and as a person. I look at the influence of Frank Layden and Jerry Sloan and their impact on the team and the community. And I'm just a part of that. I've continued to live in Utah since I quit playing, and it's my home. So I've lived in Utah longer than I've lived anywhere else now. So I think I'm officially a Utahan.
Yeah, absolutely. Mark, I want to talk a little bit about your career before you got to the NBA because it's such an intriguing story. You transfer to UCLA. You have 2 years there. Now, the story says that you were a little bit frustrated with I don't know if it's the playing time or the role or the system or what it was with UCLA, but you actually talked with Wilt Chamberlain, and you cite Wilt, one of the greatest to ever play, for actually making a turn in your career.
Well, he did. Briefly, my story is I didn't play basketball in high school, and I was actually working as an auto mechanic, and a junior college coach convinced me to go back to junior college for a couple of years, and I went to UCLA for a couple of years. And, yeah, things weren't going well at UCLA. And one day I was playing in the men's gym at UCLA, and they're playing the pickup games or practice games every afternoon. And all these great NBA players would be hanging out there every afternoon, hooping and playing with each other and playing against each other, and Wilt Chamberlain would routinely show up down there. He'd retired from the NBA, and he grabbed me one day because he saw me running up and down the court trying to chase all these little guards up and down the floor, and he said, "Hey, come with me. Why don't you just park your rear end underneath the basket here, take up some space, block some shots, and throw the ball up to the guard and let them go down the other end and score it." And that's something I think you could be really effective at. At that point in time, I was really struggling to find my place out on the basketball floor, what it was that I was going to be good at. And so he taught me to really know my job in terms of what I could do on the floor to help my team win. And that was play defense and block shots and get rebounds. And that was something I could do day in and day out. And the way he presented it to me was such a unique view for me that it really just centered me from a standpoint of, okay, now I understand what I need to do. I've been running around up and down this court all these years and not doing a little this and a little that, and he gave me that key or that tool that really defined my career because that's what I became known for as a defensive player and a shot blocker, and I ended up having a great career based on a five-minute conversation with Wilt Chamberlain.
That's a fantastic story. Did you ever have any more contact with Wilt once you got to the NBA and you became Defensive Player of the Year twice?
Yeah, I saw him on occasion. He came through Salt Lake a couple of times. I ran into him in Southern California once. I mean, he was a larger-than-life human being. If you want to read an interesting story about a man, Wilt Chamberlain is a there's a book out there called Wilt, and it's a great autobiography of his career, and So yes, so occasionally I would run into him from time to time, but I don't think he realizes the impact he had on my career, or didn't at the time. I mean, you know, he had so many other things going on, but it was a special moment for me when he took that time to tell me how to do my job better.
We're here with former Utah Jazz center Mark Eaton. Mark, we've talked about 11 years for the Utah Jazz. You were selected in the fourth round, and Frank Layden kind of took that approach, can't teach size, when the Jazz selected you. Going into your first season in the NBA, did you have some major expectations, or where did you envision your career going heading into your rookie season?
When the Jazz drafted me, I was excited about that because I knew it was a team that was struggling. The year before I came, I think the team had won 25 games, and so I knew that I'd at least have a chance to play. And my expectation was just to be a good backup center. I thought I'd play, you know, a couple years here, a couple years there, and try and piece together a career in the NBA. And when Frank brought me in, he said, look, he said, you know, we're changing how we do things here. The Jazz before that had been sort of the run-and-gun offense. You know, we score 135, you score 137, we lose by 2 points. Hey, it was a lot of fun. And really turning it more to one based on defense and running on opportunity. And Frank looked to me to be the anchor of that and was willing to give me the time to get out there and spread my wings a little bit and make a few mistakes. And then by the middle of the season, a couple of things happened. One, I had improved a little bit, and the Jazz were in desperate need of cash. And they traded Danny Shays to the Denver Nuggets, who was the starting center at that time, and in return received Rich Kelly and I think $300,000 to make payroll. And I got the starting job. And then everything changed. And that was like, all right, well, now I'm going to be a starting center instead of a backup center. What do I need to do differently? And I embraced that and said, okay, I'm going to continue to train harder and listen to the coaches more, and ended up being the starting center for over 10 years based on that opportunity, and had a fun ride and got to play with some extraordinary players and be part of a team that went from the doormat of the NBA to one of the upper echelon teams and built a culture and tradition that I think is still a part of Jazz culture today, some 30 years later.
You mentioned playing with some of those upper echelon players, kind of seeing this Jazz franchise evolve. I mean, you played what I like to call the golden age of the NBA, and you were fortunate enough to share the court with John Stockton and Karl Malone. We're talking arguably the greatest duo to ever step foot on the basketball court.
Yeah, and it was an extraordinary ride and fun to be a part of the early years of that, because when I came into the NBA, we had Adrian Dantley and Daryl Griffith and with some pretty stellar players. But when John and Carl came around a couple years later, maybe, you know, 86, 87, things really started shifting as those guys gelled and really became a dynamic duo out there on the court. And what two extraordinary players to play with. I mean, John played 19 years, Carl played 18 years in the NBA. Extraordinary careers, extraordinary numbers, two Hall of Famers, and I got to spend, 8 or 9 years with them.
You know, they always say that the expectation should be an NBA championship. Obviously, that's not always realistic. At what point in time in your career with the Jazz, Mark, did it click and you say, okay, you know what, this is a team that can win a championship?
Well, there was a pivotal playoff series against the Lakers in 1987 that we took them to 7 games in the Western Conference semifinals, I think. And that was really a stepping stone for the team, I think, where we finally started to believe, yes, we could do that. And there was a moment, I believe it was around 91, we played the Trailblazers in the conference finals. And unfortunately, one of our players' fathers passed away that series, and he had to leave the team, which I think really hurt our chances because we had beaten the Bulls twice during the regular season. And we took the Blazers to the mat, but ultimately lost. But that year, I felt like, at least the teams that I played on, we had the best chance of really maybe competing and even winning a championship. Unfortunately, it didn't come together. But I think that latter part of the 80s and then, of course, you know, into the early 90s, the team really became one of the top 4 or 5 franchises in the NBA. And then, of course, a couple years after I retired, they go to the finals against the Bulls in 97 and 98. And just establish themselves as one of the preeminent teams in the NBA.
You go down as one of the greatest shot blockers in the history of the league, two-time defensive player of the year, three times you were on the All-NBA defensive first team, four times you led the league in block shots. Out of those accomplishments I just rattled off, which one is most important to you?
You know, to me, being named to the All-Star team was important because I wasn't voted on by the fans. I was selected by the coaches, which to me was even more valuable to me personally because I was selected by my peers. And to, you know, earn the respect of the other players, the other coaches out there in the league, I think meant as much or more to me than, you know, whether fans liked me or didn't like me or anything like that, because I knew that I was doing a good job and helping my team win, and that's all I was really concerned about.
We're here with former Utah Jazz center Mark Eaton. Mark, as far as block shots, I mean, there are very few that have done what you were able to do on the basketball court. And this is just one of those questions I want to get your opinion on. People always say, who would you like to take that last shot? Would it be Jordan? Would it be Kobe? You know, I'm from the school where I say I would take Kareem Abdul-Jabbar to take that last shot. Kareem actually hit his skyhook to break the all-time scoring record over the top of you. Have we ever seen a shot that was more crisp and more unstoppable than the skyhook?
The skyhook was pretty difficult to stop, I'd have to say. Although having been up close and personal with Michael Jordan and Magic and Larry Bird as well, you know, if those guys determined they were going to take that shot and make it, more than likely it was going in. But of course, day in and day out, the skyhook of Kareem, who is the all-time leading scorer, was rather unstoppable, and that's what the great thing about a hook shot, and unfortunately very few coaches teach it anymore, because executed properly, it is virtually unstoppable.
So with that being said, you rambled off some great players. Again, that golden age of the NBA, in your mind, greatest player you ever played against on the court, who would that be?
Wow, that's a difficult question. I'd probably go with Michael Jordan, simply from the standpoint that every time those guys came into a city to play, it was the other team's biggest game of the year. So a night, you know, the Jazz might go visit the Clippers and there were just, you know, half the stadiums filled up and it's, you know, could be kind of a lackluster game. The Bulls come to town, you know, there's 18,000 screaming fans, the team's all pumped up. And despite that, MJ still had the ability to say, okay, put two guys on me, put three guys on me, and I'll still score 40 points on you. That, to me, was the most impressive thing. If you look at the average level of talent in the NBA, which is rather high, and then you take a couple notches up to go to Michael Jordan, and he did it day in and day out, night after night, year after year. And that's probably the most impressive thing to me.
We're here with former Utah Jazz big man Mark Eaton. Mark, we got to get out for a quick commercial break, but I'd love to transition and talk about today's NBA with you. You have time for one more segment?
Be happy to.
Perfect. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be back with Mark Eaton right here on Drive Time Sports.
'Tis the season to get out and adventure. Getting outdoors to enjoy camping and boating requires a reliable truck to get you there. At Desert View Federal Credit Union, they have the loan you need at a rate you want so you can pull all of your toys with ease this summer. With Desert View Federal Credit Union, the loan process is quick and simple. Stop by a branch today for a quick pre-approval, then tell the dealership you're financing through Desert View Federal Credit Union. Desert View Federal Credit Union, your first stop for summer adventure. Find them in Huntington and Farron. Membership and eligibility apply. Loans on approved credit. Member NCUA.
Hi, this is Mark Holyoke, CEO of Castleview Hospital. Recently, it was announced that we were once again named as one of the top 20 rural community hospitals in the country. While that achievement is very admirable, I am extremely proud of our staff for all the hard work that has Castleview Hospital being recognized 2 years in a row. This recognition of achievement serves to reinforce our commitment to continually improving the quality of care given to our community at Castleview. Our entire staff and the patients we serve deserve the accolades for this great accomplishment and making our communities healthier.
You are listening to the best of Drive Time Sports on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.
This is Jeremy Evans from Utah Jazz. You're listening to KOAL AM 750 Drive Time Sports with Jordan Buscarini.
Welcome back to Drive Time Sports. We're going to continue on our conversation with former Utah Jazz All-Star center Mark Eaton. And during that last break, Mark, we talked a little bit about your career playing both with and against some of those all-time greats. So let's transition into today's game. We talked a bit about Michael Jordan. A lot of comparisons today being made between Michael, Kobe, and LeBron. First question, you played against Michael. Is it fair to say that Kobe and LeBron are close to being on that MJ level?
Yeah, I think they're close. Do they have the same impact? I don't know. They're great, great players, and LeBron is an incredible athlete. I've enjoyed watching both of their careers, but I'm probably going to lean back to MJ in terms of my own personal preference.
Let's talk about the current state of the Utah Jazz, Mark. How close do you follow the team, and do you have any involvement as we speak right now?
No, I don't have any involvement with the team right now, and I pay attention. Tyrone Corbin was my teammate, and so I pay attention to what's going on down there, and I think he's doing a good job with the team. He's got a great basketball pedigree, and I know that he can do a good job there for the team. And then you look at a lot of these young players they have this year. I mean, it's kind of an interesting year from the standpoint of we've got some young guys that could really develop this year, and Favors and Cantor, and then Trey Burke when he comes back. I think they've done a nice job of positioning themselves well for the future, and I'm excited to watch the team this year and see who are the guys that are going to really stand out. Now that Jefferson and Millsap are gone, who's going to step it up? Who's going to be the star? Gordon Hayward, now that he's got a couple of years under his belt, is he going to be the go-to guy? Derek Favors gets this new contract last week, and so obviously they're putting a little bit of pressure on his shoulders to say, okay, maybe he's going to be the guy. I mean, he certainly has the physical skills to play and do some incredible basketball. So, it's fun. And then I'm interested to see the new big guy they got from France, whose name escapes me at the moment, who's got the long wingspan that could maybe be a shot blocker and maybe really provide some great quality backup minutes once he understands what he's doing. But it's a fun young team, and I think it's going to provide fans with some interesting basketball to watch this year. And it's a little bit of a chess match to see who's going to shine on a given day.
Are you talking about Rudy Gobert? Is that who you're talking about coming off the bench?
Yeah, Rudy Gobert. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. We're here with Mark Eaton, former center for the Utah Jazz. You mentioned some of those young guys, Derek Favors, Gordon Hayward. Gordon, reports are saying he's close to getting that lucrative contract extension to keep him here in Utah for a while. You have Cantor down low. When you look at the basis of this team, and that is assuming that Trey Burke is who we think he is, is this a team that you see competing for an NBA championship 3-4 years down the road?
I think that potential is there. Yeah, they may have to make another move here or there over the next couple of years, but I think from a salary cap perspective and from a flexibility standpoint, the team's in great position to go over, a few different directions. And I like the fact that they brought in, someone like Richard Jefferson, who's been on those championship teams, who's been around to kind of be that leader in the locker room and balance out the young guys with some veteran leadership a little bit. I think the possibility is there, and we're just going to have to see how it gels. I mean, championship teams are not built in 1 year. It takes time to find the right chemistry and the right combination of people who play well together, who trust each other out there on the court, and are able to take their games to that next level where you've really got that strong chemistry and especially at the end of the game when you need to take that last-second shot or make that last-second stand to come up with the W at the end of the night.
Mark, you have your number 53 retired in the rafters at Energy Solutions. Whenever you go back, you watch a game or you go to ESA, what does that mean to you to have that 53 hanging up?
It means a lot to me because, as I mentioned earlier, being part of the team as it was built from sort of the ground up when it wasn't well respected, we didn't have the greatest players, we didn't have a lot of fans. To be a part of that cycle of growth, of going from nowhere to the upper reaches of the NBA, I think I think is reflected in the retirement of the jersey. It's fun to win all the games and have successful seasons, but for me, looking at the whole journey from beginning to end, it was just a remarkable run and a remarkable time in Jazz history. And I think that's reflected in, not only my jersey being retired, but, AD and Frank and, Griff and some of the others that that were a part of that era, as well as John and Carl. And it's just, I think sometimes people forget what it was like back there, and I hope that those jerseys are give people a chance to pause and say, wow, you know, it's really been an incredible ride, and this is an incredible franchise that's done some amazing things.
The fans here in Utah, they've seen you play. They've seen you in the broadcast booth. What is life like today for Mark Eaton?
Well, today Mark Eaton's involved in a couple of things. I sound like Carl Malone now, talking in the third person. I've spent most of my time doing motivational speaking now. I do a program called The Four Commitments of a Winning Team, and I speak to organizations across the country. I speak about 80 times a year. And so I'm traveling a lot, and that's been great. Do a lot in the construction industry, the labor industry, the safety industry, as well as, you know, sales and insurance and things like that. And then when I'm not doing that, I'm probably out on my horse or skiing. So that's what I do. Still live in the outskirts of Park City, and lived up here for close to 30 years now, and, you know, this is home.
Sounds fantastic. Mark, last question before I let you go. If you have to think back on your career, good or bad, is there one moment that maybe replays in your head a little bit more than the rest?
You know, when I think back, I have a tendency to think back to sort of the, you know, a couple of pivotal moments in our history. For instance, the first year or two when we started beating some of the better teams, the Lakers or the Celtics, when they came to town, and how exciting that was to feel like we knocked off one of the contenders, to making the playoffs for the first time in team history, winning the division for the first time in team history, and then, you know, probably like the All-Star game, I still remember being on the bus and looking around, and here's Kareem and Magic, and I guess Magic didn't play on that team, but Hakeem Olajuwon, and some of the other great players that I was with, and thinking, you know, what am I doing out here with these guys? That was an incredible moment for me as well. And then just since then, you know, the appreciation of the fans and the community here in the state of Utah, it's just been a great place to live and be recognized and acknowledged for all those great years. So, yeah, that's what stands out for me.
Well, Mark Eaton, it is definitely a pleasure to have you on the show and talk about your time and hear some of the stories. Thank you so much. It was a pleasure to have you on, and hopefully we can do it again soon.
Well, you're welcome. Be happy to.
That's former Utah Jazz All-Star center Mark Eaton talking about his playing days and the current NBA picture. Obviously, Mark believes that the Utah Jazz are moving into the right direction. Remember, you can continue to follow the Utah Jazz all season long right here on KOAL. David Locke, Ron Boone, they'll continue to bring you live play-by-play action throughout the regular season. We've got to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to stick with the national sports scene, and we are going to talk some NFL football. Last night, an ugly, ugly Monday night contest. The Giants, however, do earn their first victory of the season. We're going to bring in Jamison Welsh from the OPNation.com. We'll break down Week 7 when we return right here on Drive Time Sports.
Sutherland's equals phenomenal summer savings. Don't like cooking with gas or charcoal? Here's the perfect patio find. Charbroil's Patio Bistro True Infrared Electric Grill. Just plug it in and get cooking. It provides even grilling with low flare-ups. Right now, save $50. Need a picnic table to host your family functions or social events? Get a 6-foot folding picnic table that comfortably seats 6 to 8 people, then conveniently folds up for storage. Only $175. See even more deals at Sutherlands.com. Only at Sutherlands.